Hey guys, and we're back. All right, so right now I just kind of want you guys to just picture this. You're at a place, and it's a place where you can finally just unzip your outer skin, unzip that masking you do all day, unzip that attitude or that power pose or everything that you've had to do all day to just prove that you deserve to be in the spaces you're in. You can finally let all of that go and just take a deep breath in and out. And finally, just enjoy being your truest self, your youest self. And no one around you is judging you. Everyone is also being their truest selves. And you're just enjoying you and all the things that come with you, your culture, and just having a great time with like-minded people. Now, doesn't this sound amazing? Doesn't this sound safe and warm and wonderful? That is the importance of safe spaces. Safe spaces are something that we've had everywhere. We have them on college campuses. A lot of people talk a lot about how there's a Divine Nine in NPHC when it comes to fraternities, but there are also all Latino fraternities. Or Latinx. There are also all Asian fraternities and sororities as well. And so this is not just a white and black thing. Safe spaces evolve for women. There are a lot of women-only organizations because it is a safe space. There are a lot of black women, Latinx women, or Asian women-only organizations because it is a safe space. It is a space for people to feel like they can say what they need to say and actually be heard. And that is very important. Now, I know by now we've all heard the hot takes and we've all seen what's going on with BlurredCon. You guys knew it was coming up. And all the stuff that happened with the cosplay contest. So, as someone who has been in the cosplay space for a very long time, who, as a POC woman, Black woman at that, who is a blurred and has a platform, I felt it is my place to speak on this, especially because I have gone to Black conventions. So I just want to just speak on why, what, and what needs to happen next. So, as you know, I like to say, let's talk about it. So I kind of just touched on this, but I kind of want to talk about why safe spaces are important and what happens when they're infiltrated. So I don't know if you guys have ever gone to any of the panels that talk about the POC experience at cons, but it's got its ups and it's got its downs. There is not really a safe space for POCs at bigger cons, especially at the really huge ones. We are kind of subject to dealing with the hate that we deal with online, but in real life. So, us being told we're the black version of the character, us being told that that character isn't black, or we made the character ugly, or we're over-sexualizing a character because we just so happen to be born with very big boobs or very huge hips or whatever. And that's just something we deal with online, but in person, it stings even worse. And I've heard some of these stories told by people that have experienced like just being told the craziest stuff to their face as they were cosplaying at a convention. And just it kind of can turn you off in a lot of spaces from like not wanting to go by yourself. You want to go in a group because you just want to at least have that protection, that shield. And you also have a lot of creeps at these cons too. And I'm not saying there's not creeps at like full POC cons, but you have these creeps that come and they're like looking for these like black cosplayers. And it's no one likes this vibe. Like 0% interest in this vibe. Like it's freaking gross. And so I think that when we have our safe spaces, they're just beautiful. And I think I've shared a bit of my experience at WakandaCon, but I just wanted to quickly talk about why WakandaCon was such a safe space for me. WakandaCon was such a safe space for me because it was the first time I really felt seen at a con. Like, the artists on Artist Alley were showing who me, all different aspects of me, of my culture, of characters that look like me. And a lot of times when you go to cons, there's not a lot of artists that are making characters look like me. I actually was at C2E2, and this Black artist, I had to buy it from her because it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. She drew this picture of Kamala and of Miles, and they were sitting down and listening to Sunflower and singing it. And it was the most beautiful picture. I have to look her up so that you guys can check out. Their art. I do not know their pronouns. I apologize. But they are amazing. And it was finally some POC art. Like, finally, you know? And it's just stuff like that, that if it didn't affect you, you wouldn't even notice. So being there and just seeing the young Black cosplayers, the kids, and just seeing the cosplay parade where we're screaming out Wakanda forever, Wakanda forever, and just that Black togetherness. Like, I was in tears when I left because it just finally felt like I was at home, like the most comfortable I've ever been at a con before. And that is the beauty of safe spaces. Now, safe spaces doesn't mean that people that aren't a part of that group can't be there. It's just you have to understand you're a guest in that space. And I think that's the problem. Because as POCs, we're consistently treated like we are a guest in the white spaces. All the time, we are the guest, we are the guest, we are the guest. And we must treat it accordingly. How dare she? How dare he? Because they are the guest in this space. And it's stressful. It's very stressful because if you say or do the wrong thing, you're the enemy immediately. And so I feel as though the problem is that when you have white people come into these cons, they have to understand that they are the guest. This is not your safe space. The safe space belongs to the people that are here. If you're going to go to the Black Student Union at your college, that is their safe space. And you have to understand that you are infiltrating their safe space, and you have to tread as a guest in that space. You have to be careful of the things you say. You have to be careful of the choices you make because you can offend the entire group of people. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens when you're in a safe space. It's mainly just being respectful, in all honesty. And that, I think, is where a lot of the hurt is coming from with this, because there was a lack of etiquette when that cosplayer joined the cosplay contest because it was not their safe space. It was a place for Black cosplayers who never get seen to be seen. Now, it's not just them. This has been a consistent problem with BlurredCon, which is very upsetting because it is now it's known. It's like, even in our own safe spaces, we can't win. And I'm not saying that it should be Blacks only, but I'm saying that it should be known that this is not your place. Like, you could enter any of the millions and millions and millions and millions of cons, cosplay contests. You can. And you would have a better chance of winning than I would. So how come you come the only place where the playing field is finally level and you enter the cosplay contest? Why would you take that away from a woman of color or a man of color? Why would you take that away from them? That's not fair. And to not realize how unfair it was until after the fact, it just baffles me, because that's the level of entitlement here. That's the level of just not understanding you are a guest in someone's safe space here. And then just not understanding why people are hurt. It's not understanding why people are saddened by this, and just overall confused, because we have so few POC cons. We have so few safe spaces. And we try so hard to save up every coin to go to these cons because they're so important. There's a year at BlurredCon where the list of just celebrities were all these beautiful, amazing Black women that have shaped the woman that I am today, that have shaped me in many different ways and more ways than they could ever know. They're the women I grew up seeing on TV that I saw myself in. Rachel True was there 1 year. I was Mona from Half and Half. I was Mona. I still am Mona from Half and Half. I finally felt seen when Mona was created. Like, I don't think she understands the impact her character has had on my life. Like, that's me. And so seeing that, it's just that they choose these amazing people that have made a difference in our lives, and we have this safe space where people finally get it. And then it's like, wow, they never really did get it, is the realization we're having now. That is heartbreaking, because it's just like, great, there goes another safe space. Now we have to go find somewhere else. And as someone who doesn't have a lot of safe spaces, I get it. But as people who have a ton of them, they don't get it. They don't get it because it's not their safe space. You see what I'm saying? And so I feel like that's where a lot of this hurt is stemming from. And that's where a lot of this pain is coming from. So let's talk a little bit more about the POC con experience. I've been going to cons for a very long time, and I've noticed that it's worse when I go to anime conventions than when I go to just regular Comic-Con or any other type of convention. And I think it's because we have this huge stigma in society where Black people cannot dress up as anime characters. And even if the anime character has curly hair and dark skin, it's not a Black character. And I can understand that, but I also don't understand that because, one, there are Black people that live in Japan. So, okay. And they're very much Black and Japanese. So I'm like, okay. And two, I didn't realize that race came into play so much in cosplay, especially when there are a ton of white people that dress up as anime characters and they do not receive the same amount of hate, but the anime characters are Japanese, right? They're not white. So why is that okay? But when a dark-skinned person or a curvier person dresses up as an anime character, it's the end of the world. Like, why is the line drawn there? And I understand the truth is because, you know, things like Black and plus size are seen as negative terms to people. And that just needs to stop in general. I understand that people need to reprogram themselves, and I get it, but figure it out, because we need to stop living in a world where we allow these things to try to steal people's joy. I mean, as I love jamming to Hinata Isn't Black, Hinata Isn't Black, She Gone Black Today. Hey, like, that's a bop, first of all. It is on my Get Ready and Look Good playlist because it is such a bop, and con playlist. But that song came out of a place of pain, hurt, and frustration, because it's always us being attacked for just dressing up as characters that we love just as much as the next person. And it's a lot worse at anime conventions because of that, because people just assume that Black people can't dress up as anime characters. And so I absolutely have seen some of the treatment my friends have gotten. And I've seen some of the comment sections on some of my friends' Instagram videos and Instagram posts. And I have personally argued. I actually have I know a person who was told that she was, what was it? She was blackfishing, I believe it was, she was told. But she's Black. And I was very confused because she's Black. I was like, how can you blackfish when you're Black? Like, I'm very lost. And I was so confused. And I was like, why would someone say that? But also, people say words they don't know what mean. But it also, it's like, what? It's weird to me. It's very weird to me. And so you get to this point where you just get so frustrated because it's like, finally a space where none of that is going to affect me. And then it's people of our own race ripping our cosplays apart because they feel they're not good enough. But I swear, if you see some of the other contestants in this cosplay contest, you're like, wow. And that's where the beef started on Twitter. You see this whole beef on Twitter about people in these outfits and how amazing they looked. And it's like, how did this win? And so then people started ripping apart the winner's cosplay. Now, do I condone ripping apart someone's cosplay? Absolutely not. No, that's not nice. But what I will say is that, even though I don't condone it, I cannot disagree. They are right. Her cosplay, or I'm sorry, their cosplay was, in my opinion, subpar compared to the other contestants. It just wasn't good. And you know, there's a lot of beef with store-bought and making it yourself. And to be honest, it depends on the cosplay contest. Some cosplay contest contestants don't believe you should enter if you didn't make it yourself. And to me, I'm just kind of like, it depends on the type of contest. Everybody's different. But I do agree that there were better contestants. And to see how the judges ripped the other contestants apart absolutely broke my heart because I'm kind of like, you don't have to rip these other cosplayers apart to prove that you gave the award to the right person. If you have to rip these other cosplayers apart to prove you gave the award to the correct person, you are part of the problem. Because this person should have just won because they were amazing. You should be able to just talk about the amazing things about this particular cosplay to justify why they won, not rip apart the other contestants. And there was not one tweet I saw, and I searched talking about the amazing parts of the winner's cosplay. It was just all tweets about what was wrong with the other cosplayers. And I'm literally sitting there like, why? Like, what? Who does that? I'm sorry, guys. I'm just getting so heated because I'm like, who does that? If you have to do that to prove you gave the award to the right person, then maybe you didn't. Because what? I don't know. Did anybody else find that a little sus? Please let me know. Please DM me on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, and tell me if you thought that was sus. Leave a message here on Anchor. Whatever you got to do. Let me know if you thought that was sus. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions because I'm like, if the cosplayer winner was so amazing, then honestly, I should be able to say, look at this on their cosplay, look at that on their cosplay, look at this, and give you a list of reasons why they won. Not this person over here looks like trash. This person over here's weapons look like garbage. This person over here's wig is terrible. Like, excuse me? Excuse me. No, but really, excuse me. I'm sorry. I had to leave. I had to take a little bit of an exit from Twitter because I absolutely could not. As a cosplayer, I cannot because, and to me, it makes me wonder if these judges are actually cosplayers or in that space because they would never do that. Like, what? How? I'm sorry. I was insulted. I was insulted. It broke my heart. I do not like to watch people tear cosplayers down, regardless, because those people underneath those costumes are still people. And I don't like watching people tear down the winner either. I'm not okay with that. Like, there are still people in those costumes and they have feelings, and that is not nice. It's not nice. So I have a whole beef with them. And I mean, hey, like, maybe, I don't know. So I was just really upset about that. That absolutely drove me crazy. So now it's time to talk about what's next because we gotta fix it. Fix it. We got to fix it. So I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. We're all trying to figure out what's the solution. So, my good sis, Captain Knuckles on TikTok, if you aren't following, what are you doing? What are you doing? Made a point and said, it's just time for us to just migrate. Let's find somewhere else. We have other safe spaces. Let's just take our business there because clearly we're not wanted in this one. We've understood that. We get it. We understand the assignment. It's time to move. Okay. So, let's say deuces to BlurredCon because right now that's just not where the vibe is at. Maybe they'll get it together, maybe not. But for right now, that's not for us. That's not for us. We're not about that life. We're gonna move to some other black-started cons that just have a little bit better energy. So next year's plans are going to be DreamCon and WakandaCon. 2022 sounds about DreamCon and WakandaCon because there are some black cons that understood the assignment. They're a vibe. They have the correct energy and they understand the importance of a Black safe space. Even though other people are more than invited in the safe space, they understand a POC friendly safe space. And we need that. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to just slowly migrate our way over to those safe spaces and go do our thing over there. And I'm super excited. I will be at both of those in 2022. So I definitely hope to see you guys there. I cannot wait. We are going to have a blast. We're going to wear some cosplay. We're going to have some fun. We're going to eat some snacks. We're going to go to some panels and it's going to be an absolute blast. So yeah, let's make that the plan for 2022. Let's get BorderCon a rest. Let them get it together and then maybe they'll have it together by 2023. Maybe not. But right now they don't seem for us, by us on some FUBU. So it's time for us to just, you know, GTFO. Sometimes it is. Sometimes we got to do that. And that's okay. That is absolutely okay. So you know what? I'm gonna see y'all there. Okay. Yes. And you know, if you do see me there, you best come over and say hi. Okay. We will film a TikTok together. We will chill. We will have a snack. Okay. Let me know. Come say hi. Come say hi. Absolutely. So I feel like all of that was a mouthful. I feel like I just talked your head off. And, you know, that's what I like to do here on Thursdays on Your Nerdy Girlfriend. So, yeah, I think I did my job. But this Nerdy Girl Versus was really deep for me. This one was kind of tough to just get all of this out of my system because I've been sitting on this for about, like, what, like 2 weeks now. And I've just really wanted to talk about this, but I had to make sure that I wasn't as angry anymore, that my frame of mind was correct, and that we could all have just a discussion about this because I've seen a lot of people having a discussion about it. And people have been asking me, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Because you know I stand for cosplay and I stand for POC cosplayers all day, every day. Okay? And woman cosplayers. Like I stand. So everybody was like, well, what are Jazzy's thoughts? What are Jazzy's thoughts? What is she thinking? And I finally am so glad to finally get them out of my system. And I'm finally just glad to be able to just talk about this with you guys because you guys are fam. And I just love having these conversations. And I just love letting you know that this isn't the end of BlurredCon and just letting you know that people can grow, people can change, people can understand when they messed up, but also giving you the perspective of why this needs to be a conversation that needs to be had, and also that we have a temporary or we have a long-term solution until things do get better in certain areas. And that's okay. In conclusion, we did this. Like, we have created our safe spaces. We created fun ways for us to just be unapologetically amazing. And we will continue to do that no matter what. And so this is just a little blip in the road. This is just one of those things that just happens and will be rectified, or we will just not deal with it anymore. But we're not going to allow this to deter us, to stress us out, or to make us any angrier anymore. We're over it. It's above us now. Is above us now, okay? It's above us now. So now we're just gonna migrate to DreamCon or WakandaCon, and we are just going to keep cosplaying on the internet like we've been doing. We'll have our own little cosplay meetups like this year instead of doing Anime Midwest because that owner is completely atrocious. There was a cosplay meetup in Chicago instead, and people just took pictures, and it was so fun. And so that's what we need to do instead. Just have our own little things where we all kick it, we all have fun, we all take pictures, and we all have such a vibe, because that is what it's all about. That's why we do this in the first place. And we're not going to allow one stupid decision by a bunch of judges who literally shouldn't be judging a cosplay contest in the first place allow us to deter us from our passions. We're not doing that. We are not about that life, and we are not going to act that way on Beyonce's internet, okay? So let's do better, all right? It has been a great time, and I will see you guys next Thursday when we will be chatting about the Suicide Squad. I cannot wait. I saw the movie, and it was amazing. So we will be chatting about that next Thursday. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.